Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. We have a couple of fine folks in the studio with me today, Rachel Roy. Rachel's the director of Sitka Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me. And Doug Osborne, he's a health educator at Search. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Peter.
Wow, this is great. This is great to see people in the studio here, a live interview. It's not a Zoom call, not very much technology to deal with. There's still some, but we can figure that out. So we are here to talk about kind of reemergence from pandemic world, and what I think is just a really visionary project. It is, where can I read this here? The Healthy and Inclusive Events Planning Guide that in partnership with some other folks, these folks have developed. So Rachel, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about this guide and what you got cooking here.
Sure. So what we did was Doug gave me a call back in January and said, hey, we'd like to put together a guide that really looked at how we can come back together after the pandemic and really create a guide for leading people to be healthy and inclusive and follow, guidelines and really kind of create tools for us to do that in a really good way. Me, as the Chamber and Visit Sitka, we plan events all year long, and so it was a great fit. We also had an Alaska fellow in our team working on meetings and conventions, and so it was just the timing couldn't have been better to partner with Doug and some other partners to be able to put this guide together.
So you came up with this idea in January, knowing, hopefully, so the vaccines were out. I know I got my first one in December, so they were out, and you were predicting accurately that things were going to improve. You know, you've of course maybe heard the news this morning that our alert level is the lowest it's ever been as of last Thursday. So that means events, people coming into town, and you're thinking about better ways to hold these events. So Absolutely. So Doug, how did you come up with this? Or do we give you credit for this idea?
No,
you're not
no.
one to take it credit was, for anything. I know you, right?
It was eight different partners. Yeah. The Chamber, Visit Sitka, Search, Sitka Counseling, Recover Alaska, which is based in Anchorage, and then SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living, and Youth Advocates, as well as Dr. Elizabeth Bagley, who did the Care of the Environment section, and we had help from the state. And so it was a big team effort. But the idea was this notion of, instead of going back to normal, to create a new normal. And you probably heard people say, we don't want this to be just a pause button and just rush back and do everything exactly how we used to, but a reset button. And so the idea was, how can we bring people back together and provide a model? Because planning events takes a lot of...
Oh, yes.
A lot. It takes a lot of everything.
Oh, yes.
Rachel here's probably planned a million.
I'm planning one right now.
You're planning one right... Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's we want to give support to event planners, and I think part of the idea was that let's see if we can provide support for planners, provide this free online guide. It's available now. Provide some training and some... And it's a lot of kind of tools and resources and questions, but be able to have people in Sitka come back when we do start coming back for gatherings outside or inside in a way that's safe and healthy and inclusive. So that was kind of the idea of this pandemic, like other pandemics, is a chance to start the world anew as we come towards the end. And we're still in the global pandemic. We still have to follow these public health guidelines. And actually, our model has these seven steps. And that's the first one, is continually following public health guidelines. So we had input from health and Department of Health and Social Services and our public health nurse and the state. And so that's where we start. And then we take people through these seven steps in these model. And this is our framework. We call it the seven C's because they all start with C.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So people might be listening to this saying, I don't plan events. Why would this be useful? But I think this probably has a pretty broad audience.
Right. I would definitely say that everyone is part of planning some sort of event, whether you're a soccer team mom or coach or a parent or a nonprofit manager or even a business owner that's planning a Christmas party. I think there's so many uses for this information. And the really cool thing about the guide is that we made it very local. So it has Sitka's resources. It has Sitka's, the link to get to the page where you can find the rental of this thing, or very realistic and accurate, timely information. And that's part of this too, is that we'll be updating it every year. So as new resources come available, as new information comes available, I think of it like, if you look at the section in Caring for Our Environment, we provide ideas for how to set up a recycling station, or how to rent the glassware so you're not using all disposable. I mean, there's real cool things that because all of these minds got together, I learned things every time I participated. And I think that was one of the really neat things for me, where I feel like I know so much about the meeting and opportunities in Sitka. And so that's, I think it's really worth a read. And to be able to find it is to go to the visitsitka.org. And if you're listening and at your laptop, visitsitka.org, and you go to the very bottom of the page, it says meetings. And in there, you'll see a tab in the new meetings and conventions toolkit. You'll see a wellness and social impact tab. And right in there, you'll find the link to the healthy events guide, and lots of other resources as well that Visit Sitka put together as part of our meetings and conventions program.
Yeah, so it's such a perfect time to be able to work on this, right? Because what events were happening in January, February, March, April, you know, or even planning, right? Because you couldn't, probably felt like you couldn't plan.
Well, and it was really interesting because we had a fellow, and that was her job, was to do meetings and events, and we were going, oh, there's so many fun things, and then the pandemic happened,
and
it's a really fun time when we usually have a gala that we do this, you know, right. But it meant that she had all her time, was able to be focused on these types of projects, and I was able to really, you know, kind of share her with this whole group to be able to really support moving it forward, and so it was really a great time for us to think about our events that we will be planning now in the future.
Yeah. So have you had anybody run through this yet, you know, in real life? Have you?
Yeah, we had the guide launched on May 19th. It's a pilot project here in Sitka, and with our statewide partners, we're hoping if it shows success that this could go to Wrangell or Juneau or Angren or anywhere, and then they would just put in the local resources.
Sure.
So we're in a pilot here, and I think that we're trying to get people to use it, and then they can go online. And we've already had some success stories of somebody said, yeah, I was planning something, I got some ideas. But we had our dress rehearsal training last Thursday, and then the public one is tomorrow. People are invited to join on Zoom. Part of this continually following public health guidelines is we do have a cap for the in-person, so we've met that cap, and then but people can Zoom in. And so if you're interested in that, just send me an email, douglaso@search.org, and we'll send you the link. And then that's kind of neat because we're asking event planners, as we go through the model, they just have time and space to work on their next event. So if somebody's, let's say, doing a Raven Radio event or Whale Fest or whatever, they'll have time and space to work through this model and see how they would apply it to their upcoming event. So it's tomorrow from noon to 2, and it's on Zoom, and you can send me an email, and we'll send you the link. So that's one opportunity. The other is just, Rachel mentioned, it's online, and we want people to use it. Go on, and just, a lot of it's self-explanatory. A lot of it's just, you know, click here for this resource or click here for this idea on what you can do to make it more accessible. And then the third option, I think, is just to think about how we're going to come back out of this, how we're going to come back together. Yeah. I think that we've been through so much. I don't know that there's some things we don't want to go back to. Mm-hmm. And there's some new things that we want to do. And this is our opportunity. This is our chance. And that was the whole timing of this, is let's have a guide by May, June. Our vaccination rate is high enough. People are starting to come back. We had the big, you know, Porch Fest, and all these things are starting to happen. But let's really come back in a mindful, intentional way that brings more people into the mix.
So we're about out of time, but I'm going to ask for one example of something that maybe is like quite a bit different, or maybe new, that's in this guide that people may not have even thought of before. Maybe not even pandemic related, but just something that has jumped out at you, put you on the spot.
Here's an so it has these seven things. Mm-hmm. The first one's continually following public health guidelines. And the second one's crafting accessible spaces. When we did the dress rehearsal training, one of the people from SAIL, and that's who wrote that section, they said, you know, something that helps them is they have a rolling piece of luggage you can visualize that.
Yeah.
And they'll go through their entire event and see if it's accessible by that way. And that's an interesting way. I never thought about that. And then the next section around culture responsive from start to finish, we have some ideas about that. And then it goes into celebrating sobriety and harm reduction. So if you have an event with alcohol, here's how you could reduce the chance of a problem.
Sure.
Committing to nutritious food, care of the environment, clean air. So throughout this resource guide, there's tips and there's ideas and there's ahas. And like Rachel was saying, everybody has their specialty. And so we would learn from the specialty. And then I think it's written in a very accessible, user-friendly way. And if you're planning a party anytime in the next year for three or more people, this event guide could help.
Anything, a party, an event, yes. Like you said, your Christmas party. I mean, that seems like it's not that far, a long way away, but it's really not that far away if you're reserving the Centennial Building or doing whatever, you're hiring a band, whatever it is that you're doing it. Got to do that well in advance. This
Absolutely.
Is great. Yeah. Great. Well, we are out of time already. So we've been speaking with Rachel Roy. She's the director with Sitka Chamber of Commerce, and Doug Osborne, health educator at Search, about the new event planning guide that's available on Visit Sitka's website. Thank you so much for joining us today, and look forward to doing this. And a reminder that everybody plans events.
Yes.
Right? I'm a project manager, and you know, cooking dinner is a project, right?
Sure.
Well, and who do you have at your dinner, right?
Yeah, everybody does it. Everybody does this work, whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
So that's super. And a reminder about the training tomorrow. That's on Zoom from noon to 2. And information on the Zoom link, is that also on Visit Sitka website?
You know what? We'll update it on the Sitka Chamber site. So you can just go to sitkachamber.com, and we'll put that information for both the event and how to get to the Visit Sitka page. Just
part of planning your event
is
making sure people know how to get there.
Accessible information, yes.
All right. Yes. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.